Welcome to Broncos TV. I'm Andrew Mason from here at Dove Valley, where the Broncos wrapped up preparations for the Pittsburgh Steelers. This weekend, winning and getting to 6-2 is a priority. Revenge, on the other hand, is not.
Nah, revenge is like hate. Such a dirty word, isn't it? Go and try to play well.
That's last year's over, done with. But you still remember what happened, but you can't reflect on that.
Revenge or not, I mean, it's a new season. We just going up there and beat a good team.
You can't let those emotions intervene with what we're trying to do as far as the season is concerned. So we just have to go out there and do the same thing that we've been doing throughout the year. Try to play great on all three phases and try to come out of Pittsburgh with a W.
The revenge angle is not needed to make this game a big one. The Broncos need a win to stay in solid position in the division and conference races. The Steelers, meanwhile, need a win to start climbing out of a 2-5 hole.
This is a big game because you have two teams whose backs are against the wall, and that's how I would focus on it. Usually in the NFL, great teams don't want to lose two games in a row, and we lost our what many would call and deem a heartbreaker last week.
You got to look at any team desperate to come off a loss. They came off a loss, and so did we, so I'm looking for it to be like a little brawl, like how it's going to be and how it's supposed to be.
They're in a position where if they lose too many more games, their potential for trying to make another Super Bowl run will be dashed.
But the Steelers remain a threat, even with their struggles this year, and have actually averaged more yards per play and more passing yardage per game than they did in 2005.
You can't go into this game looking at the record. They're still a great team. You know, they've had their mistakes here and there. So we're going into this game knowing that they're still a great team, and you got to go out and play them, you know, just like any other team in the NFL.
They're good. They're solid. They're sound. They know what to do. They fly around the field. They execute. And defensively, they're a monster. So we're not going to try to underestimate them in any way, shape, or form. No, not at all. And that's the mentality as we prepare.
They're very good, man. You look at the record, you think, okay, they're struggling. But when you turn on the tape and you see the things that they do, they're moving the football, they're putting points on the board, and they're just turning the ball over a little bit here and there.
Only one team in football this year has committed more turnovers than the Steelers, who have given the ball away 18 times this season. In 2004 and 2005, they only averaged 1.4 turnovers per game. This year, it's 2.6.
A few turnovers here and there is a difference in a 5-2 season and a 2-5 season so far. So they're playing great football, and I think prime example is against Atlanta when they went out and just kept putting points on the board. These guys are doing the job that they have to do, and when they put it all together, it's a hard team to beat.
And the Broncos know that beating this team will require a complete effort on both sides of the line of scrimmage.
Our defense has been carrying us all year, and I think it's time for us to take over and as an offense and start dominating football games. So if those guys shut them out, it looks like blowouts. And if they don't play as well as they're used to, we still win the game. It's all about winning the game.
We're just proving to ourselves that we can bounce back from a loss like that. You know, going into that game, we knew it was going to be pretty big. So this game is just a bounce back to see what kind of character we have on this team.
I guess you test the character of an individual. Everything, peace and cream, they can be driving smooth and nice. When you hit that little rock in the road, like how tough are you going to be? Are you going to go the extra mile of tackling somebody, extra mile of running, extra mile of studying? So, you know, that really depends on the character of the individual. We got a lot of good high character guys on this team. But we got guys, you know, older guys, and I can let that, that virus sit in as far as being comfortable and not trying to go get it. After loss, you're supposed to practice even harder and show that you're more determined to get that loss off your back.
This week will also show just how much confidence the Broncos retain after last week's loss, especially on defense.
You can't lose that confidence. I mean, once we lose our swagger, man, you might as well just pack it up and go home because, you know, you pretty much beat yourself. And that's what this game's all about. You can't go out there and beat yourself.
But they know that in order to get back on track for their season-long goals, they have to beat Pittsburgh first. Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care and thanks for watching.